Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. It is an inside look at the black and gold, and we are thrilled to have Devin Neal, the sixth-round pick out of Kansas, rookie running back, got his first NFL touchdown this week against Tampa. Man, it's got to be just a thrill for what this has been for you this year, because maybe it didn't, you know, you probably had it in your mind what it might be like as a rookie behind Alvin and Kendre, but here we are. In the last 3 weeks, you've averaged like 50 plays a game, so it must be a thrill.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you kind of go into this with not necessarily the expectation not to play, but you know, to do whatever it takes to get on the field and you know, sit back, learn, be a sponge, and continue to get better and continue to just get more reps out there. But you know, being kind of thrown into the fire, you know, it's been awesome. You know, I live to play this game. It means a lot to me. So just being able to play in the NFL, playing significant snaps, it means a lot to me for sure.
What is the significant difference? And I know somewhat the answer, but as opposed to in the first, you know, 5 weeks of the year where you're Alvin and Kendre were healthy, you're probably on scout team, as opposed to these last few weeks, in practice, you know, it running with the first team. I mean, there must be a significant difference in those two aspects.
Yeah, I mean, kind of, you know, but mentally, I kind of didn't want to picture it in that way. Like, I wanted to picture it in the way that, you know, I'm preparing that I'm going to play this week. And I think that's helped me get to this point to where I'm prepared and, you know, haven't really missed a beat when I'm on the field now is I prepared myself in a manner that I'm going to play in the game, and that's in the film room, that's on the field, that's in the weight room, and just staying ready because ultimately, you know, I know how this game works. I know about my position. It's one of the most grueling ones out there, so I can kind of understand how this may go. So I prepare myself mentally in that aspect.
I've heard that a couple of times from coaches, really, who we want to often think of the scout team as just some cat running with the twos, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not. And you're going against the Saints' number one defense. Yeah. It's a pretty solid preparation. Now, you're running, you know, plays that the other team might run.
For sure.
But it's a pretty good prep.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, I think the scout team's important for multiple reasons. Obviously, to get the best look for the opposite side, you know, that's probably first and foremost. But at the same time, you know, even the coaches talk about it. There's another opportunity to show what you can do in this league. And like you said, we're going against the number one defense. And, you know, anything you can do to get better, anything you can do to show your game, you know, I think that ultimately matters. And you know, I took every rep just like that. Like, you know, this is my game reps for the week. You know, this is going against the number one defense in the NFL. So I got to continue to get better, continue to be ready. And, you know, now that my number's called, you know, I think that helped me as well.
I was going to use this a little later in the show, but you've already kind of talked about it, which is the preparation and the readiness. And this was a compliment yesterday talking about protection. And, you know, usually with a rookie, you know, that's the biggest concern. With Devin, that's the least of our concerns. He comes in ready, always been ready. In fact, his ability to pick up blitzes and be ready is why he's been on the field so much. I love the way he runs. I love the extra juice, which already tells you right there who's talking.
Yeah.
And the energy that he has. And that is, of course, Kellen Moore. He loves the word juice.
He does.
but that speaks volumes, because protection is about knowledge first.
For
it's
sure.
about anticipation.
Yep.
It's also about desire. Like, I don't want to be out back here blocking Vita Vea, 347
yeah.
pounds. But it's always been your mentality, right? I mean,
yes.
if that you kind of, you must have known early on this was going to be your way onto the field.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard that, you know, multiple times throughout my college career. Like, hey, you got to, could you get better? This is what they look for in the NFL. And, you know, early in my career, you know, freshman, it's like, well, whatever, that's time from now. But, you know, it's like continued throughout my college career, I really wanted to hone in on that, because, you know, the people that have had the longest careers as a running back are those who can stay on the field, one, and be healthy, and two, can pass protect and then do it all. So I really pride myself on being a very versatile back. And, you know, I really pride myself on being a really great pass protector. And, you know, it's taken a lot of work to get to that point. It's not easy. And like you said, it takes a lot of different factors. But at the end of the day, it's about a want-to mentality. And my want-to is to protect the quarterback and do whatever it takes to stay ahead of the sticks and to win the game. And so that kind of goes along with my mindset when it comes to pass protection.
That's kind of where I was going when I talked about the anticipation, preparation, and desire. You know, is there an ABC in that realm, you know?
Yeah. You know, I think knowledge is definitely first on there. Like, you kind of have to know tendencies, you have to know looks, and you kind of have to, like, and then anticipation kind of follows right behind that. You kind of have to see leverage and, oh, well, the safety's rotated over. There's a high probability this happened. And then, being quick enough to react to that, because, you know, obviously, linebackers who are usually going against, or nickels, whoever they may be, they're coming from far away at depth. They're building a lot of speed. These guys are strong guys, typically bigger. So you have to beat them to the punch. You have to build some speed yourself to be able to withstand that type of hit. So if you're not, if you're sitting back there, that's where I can see a lot of guys struggle in that realm, is they're trying to wait for that instead of attacking that. And then, you know, if a guy's moving faster than you, it's just inevitable that he's going to be able to get through you. So that's kind of my kind of 1, 2, 3 steps in how I think about pass protection for sure.
First drive, you had a 3-yard run early, and then the second 3-yard run was the touchdown.
So now the Saints have it first and goal after the 11-yard run by Tyler Shutt. Inside handoff to Devin Neal, and Devin Neal takes it to the goal line. No signal yet. He's
got him short right now, but that's a touchdown.
There it is. Finally, the touchdown for Devin Neal as the officials raise his hands, and that is his first touchdown in the NFL. Sure, they'll take a look at it.
It's a really, really good job, and even Tyler Shuck got in to kind of push Devin Neal in. You know, and the question becomes, does his – yeah, it breaks it. And he's actually not down, because he's laying on top of a few Tampa Bay players as far as – before he hit the ground. And that was a really, really quick review. Man, Mike, I don't know if you should kick and script it.
Charlie,
but it has been so long since we scored first.
It was close, and we can't always tell until we see the replay, and then we see the ball crossing the line, and your hip is off the ground by about 2 inches.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to see with 10 cameras and a freeze frame. But for you, under that pile, did you know right away?
I did not know right away, and that's kind of why I had a delayed, you know, reaction. I was ready to get back on the ball and get in there for the first time. That's kind of my mindset at that point. But I wasn't really ready at that point, no. But, you know, when they finally called it, it was a really sigh of relief for me. You know, that it was almost like another, you know, check mark for me. Is like, yeah, I made it. Yeah, I'm starting. Yeah, I'm playing significant snaps, but now I'm making impact plays. Now I'm getting into the end zone. And, you know, it just kind of wrapped up for me that I belong here, you know, and it was a big milestone for me. But, you know, I'm not the type to really settle in on, you know, past victories or stuff like that. I move on pretty quickly because I know that you got to stay consistent in this game. And you got to continue to find ways to get better.
Have the ball, place for the ball. I assume, did they give you that ball, that wet old mop of a ball?
They did. I did get the ball. They're going to paint it up for me and, you know, decorate it however they do. So, you know, it's going to definitely be framed up. You know, that's a special one for sure.
Need to take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. We are talking with Saints running back Devin Neal. Lots more to come as we talk about this young man's upbringing, his life through Lawrence, Kansas, in high school and in college, and his start throughout this rookie season here with the Saints. So we're back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints running back Devin Neal, sixth-round pick out of Kansas. He had 19 carries, 70 yards, 3.7 average, the one touchdown, the long of 21, which might not sound like much, but that's an explosive run. That's only the third explosive run this team has had. And 3.7 doesn't sound like much, but I know you're going to tell me that because I sit with Deuce, you know, the running back. And a four-yard run in the NFL is freaking hard.
Yeah, it is definitely hard. You know, we have – and, I mean, that run defense from the Buccaneers, yeah, it's one of the best in the league. So we knew going in, A, we knew the weather conditions. We knew what it was going to be. We knew it was going to rain all day. We knew it was going to be nasty, and we knew we were going to have to get downhill on these guys and, you know, really just kind of overpower them. And we knew we had that challenge, and – you know, us really getting going in the second half with the run game, I truly believe won us the game, because it was going to come down to whoever was able to establish the line of scrimmage. And, you know, for us to average, you know, 3.7, 4 yards a carry and stay ahead of the sticks and then allow them not to have to pressure, which they love to do, and stay in third and manageables, you know, I think it was all huge, and it was all, you know, a corresponding effect on how the game went.
Had you played in that kind of weather in college in Lawrence, or I guess at that point it'd be snow if it gets cold?
I mean, yeah,
I've had a
couple games like that. I played in Houston one time that was just pouring rain. So yeah, I've played in a couple like that. That one was probably the most consistent, just because it rained the entire game. So yeah, I mean, it was fun at the end of it, but during it, you know, you have so many focuses, and especially ball security against that team. So. Yeah, it was wet and messy out there for sure.
You've always been a solid receiver. This year, 18 targets, 16 receptions. That's 89%, 100 yards, 4 first downs, long of 18. None bigger probably than that 14-yarder on 3rd and 8, where you were just, you know, I think Tyler went, wow.
Yeah.
He like found you. You had to have been, you know, it was a big play.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think as me and Tyler kind of just have that connection at this point where, you know, he's kind of looking for me on those checkdowns when he doesn't see anything downfield. And, you know, I was just glad I was able to make a play for him. You know, I knew how important that play was to the drive. And I'm pretty sure he scored the next play.
He did the next play, 13 yards.
So, you know, that was a really big moment in the game, you know, and, whatever it takes, you know, that's who I am. I'm a whatever it takes type of guy to, you know, get this team wins, get this team success, and, you know, whatever that comes from, you know, I'm willing to do.
It is often said by people like myself in a radio booth that, well, you know, Tyler spent a lot of his time throwing to Devon Vele and, you know, Devin Neal and some of these guys who were running the scout team. He knows them. It's not a trust. I don't like to use that word, but he does know there is a connection.
Yeah, I mean, I think those things are just built over time. And obviously with me and Vele playing scout team, you know, early on in the season, or, you know, when he got here, and then obviously me early in the season, you know, he's able to build that connection, understand what he has when he's able to throw it down to us, you know. And, you know, I also see him building those same connections with, you know, Chris and, you know, Mason and stuff like that too. So it's just really cool to see it all kind of clicking. And, you know, I watching back the film from yesterday, you know, I thought it was just a full team, full offensive effort. You know, I think it was one of our best on tape offensively, just from an execution standpoint. It wasn't perfect, obviously, but, you know, I saw a lot of throws, you know, down the middle of the field, and then tough throws to the sideline that receivers bringing in. You know, I just think, you know, we made the right plays when we needed to. And, you know, that's the sign of a good team and one that's building for sure.
And a lot of teams at this juncture of the season are playing behind, you know, banged up offensive lines. And the Saints are in that number, moving. William Sherman. I couldn't think of his name.
Sherman,
I had Barton's name in my. So Sherman was a guard. He ends up playing left tackle for. I mean, it was a Fortner at center. It's been a little bit of everything. Dylan Ray Dins, and then just injuries with Awesome Richards. I mean, it's truly next man up.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes along with what I've said. Is, you know, you kind of just have to prepare yourself in a way to. That you're going to play in any shape or fashion, I guess, you know.
Any position,
you know. And, you know, I'm super proud of Sherm, first of all, for, you know, coming in and playing a position. You know, he hasn't played probably in a while. And not only that, but to do really well. You know, we got some crucial yardage, you know, and it was in 4-minute mode. And, you know, we were able to do a lot of things. And that's a really good defensive line. And so we were able to do a lot of things I want to say makeshift, because it's not a makeshift. These guys are still very talented, and it's great to run behind. But, you know, these guys prepare themselves, and I'm super proud of the effort from them as well. So, like I said earlier, it was a full team effort, and, you know, I don't think anyone should, you know, not be highlighted, because I think it took all of us.
No, I agree. And I think the thing that's interesting about the offensive line is that they weren't here. they were in camp. Mm-hmm. Redens was, but you know, they were late trades. You know, the Fortner was a trade after the first preseason game. Austin Richards, kind of the same situation. So I mean, it's not like, you know, they're all. I've just done an outstanding job, and I know the running backs appreciate them as much as anybody. Alvin Kamara, simply the best. I mean, he's just, he doesn't talk a lot. When he does talk, man, it's like people listen. I'm just wondering what he's kind of, what you've learned from him significantly, either something he said or it's just something you're watching that you've picked up from him.
Ooh, I mean, I'll start with the first thing you said is, yeah, when I first got in here, it wasn't like an intimidation thing for me. But it was kind of like a wow moment. And, you know, I noticed that he was really quiet and kind of just reserved. But, you know, I've gotten really close with him, you know, these past, you know, because really since, you know, the unfortunate timing of Kendre's injury, you know, I've really got to spend more time with Alvin and just really kind of just pick his brain and just be a sponge, honestly, because he is one of the greatest to play this game at this position. And, you know, why wouldn't I take that opportunity, you know? And there's not necessarily anything specific, but, you know, I think me and him are wired a lot the same. And I don't think people really understand how smart he really is. And especially about this game, not just about this game, but, his off the field things he does business wise. There's so many things that, you know, I can pick and choose from that if I just do just maybe 25% of that, I'm just be much better at this. And, you know, but to be quite honest with you, I don't think there's really anyone on this planet that can do what he does, especially, you know, this late in his career. There's things I've seen from him where I'm just like, all you can do is really just shake your head and you're just like, oh my, you know. And but as much as I can, you know, I try to, you know, get on the same page with him of what he's seeing, how he's able to anticipate cuts, what he's seeing in different coverages when we're running routes. You know, I do think a lot of the things he said has helped me become a better, I'm not running a ton of like different routes per se, but, you know, being able to understand like when I'm out in space, like how to be able to handle certain situations and make the most out of the yardage there too. So I think he's definitely helped in that aspect. And, you know, it's just been really cool. It's been a dream of mine, you know, even before the draft. You know, my one hope was, I got into a room with someone who really just had experience and who's really good in this game. But, you know, I got one of the best. So I got really lucky and blessed in that aspect. And, yeah.
Now, we'll take a break. But, yeah, I don't think people appreciate the football acumen. When the Saints went to Tennessee to visit, you know, his day to go up and bunch him, take a look at him, and they were deciding whether to draft him, they were just not surprised, but they were just impressed with just his football, you know, forget what he did on the field, because he's always been to me, like, I'm like, you watch him and you go, well, how does nobody tackle him? He doesn't, he's not like this, he's not Barry Sanders, he's not that kind of back, but he's just slippery. He's the smartest guy in a wide zone to find that crease and wait.
Yeah.
He's got that to me has always been, it's the patience. Mm-hmm. He has got the patience to wait that half a beat longer when other guys go, I gotta go. That hole's gonna fill. I gotta go.
Yeah.
And he that half a beat's the difference.
Yeah, kind of like how he is as a person. He plays that way. He plays very calm. Like there's you know, he's never rushed in what he does. And so, you know, I've kind of played like that even before meeting him. It's just, you know, I never really get too high, never get too low in a game. Yeah, there's passionate moments where, you know, I'm excited about certain things, but, you know, I try to play calm and, you know, see the field for what it is and see and really take what the defense is giving me. You know, if that cut's there, take the cut, you know. And so not trying to do too much, honestly. I think that's kind of, I mean, even though he makes it look a lot different, you know, I just think that's kind of the highlight of his game is like when he sees it, he's going to hit it, but he's going to let it develop first, you know.
Again, take that break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are talking with Saints rookie running back Devin Neal. More coming up after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Devin Neal, Saints rookie running back. And we started to talk about this at the end of the last block, about with Alvin and letting the game come to you. And I was reading some articles where at Kansas – your peers, your teammates said, hey, man, look, you know, sit back a little bit and enjoy the game a little bit. Let it come to you. And because you're very intense, right? You've always been very intense. I think I read an article where your mom said you wouldn't let the youth, your Eagle team quit. They were tired and you were like, no, you wouldn't let them slow down. And so, and you know, you let the flow of the game come to you. You're not going to be very nitpicky about every little thing you did because that's in the past. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true. You know, I've always been my hardest critic, and you know, part of that I believe has gotten me to this point. But also, I've had to learn to kind of let go a little bit. You know, I'll get too wound up on, you know, a previous mistake, and then it'll turn into two mistakes. And so, you know, now it's kind of not that I obviously want to make mistakes. No one wants to make mistakes, but you know, I think at the same time, I also recognize that no one in this game is perfect. And, you know, when I do make a mistake, that I have to flush it and I just move on and learn from it and just get to the next play. And that's kind of where I learned how to, you know, kind of adapt to that never too high, never too low type of mindset and trying to stay calm. And, you know, I'm always going to be intense. You know, I'm an intense competitor. You know, I'll do whatever it takes to win. That'll never change for me. But when it comes to my actual play, you know, I like to play in a more calmer type of mode now. I kind of learned that on early in my career. In college, like you said, is, you know, a bunch of the older guys on the team were kind of saw that I was pressed about certain things. And, you know, you just told me how they go about it. So I was glad to have those type of guys that I looked up to.
Born in Lawrence, went to Lawrence High School. I think your mom said initially you were kind of looking around, maybe you can travel a little bit and maybe you see some, you know, get out of Lawrence and see Texas, Oregon, some of the teams that might be getting some pub. Tell me about your siblings that you have.
Yeah, so I have an older brother, older sister, and a little sister as well. So,
what are their names?
We got Brene, we got Brandon, and we got Embry.
And your younger sister is, I guess, probably 10 years.
She's 10 now.
She's 10. She was going into kindergarten
when I first started in college. Yep.
And that was a factor. You wanted to kind of, you decided, you know what, I'm a Midwest guy. I want to stay in the Midwest. I don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. Your family is your escape. And your youngest sister, I want to say daughter. Your youngest sister, you wanted to be around during those years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously, like you said, his family's always been so important to me. You know, I grew up in a tight-knit family, very large family, huge family. So it was really cool. And it was just really important to just be able to be in her life, not just her, obviously, all my family. But, you know, I know how, you know, I was at that age, you know, really, because most of my life I was basically an only child, you know. Like, I spent time with my older siblings a little bit, but they were kind of down the road. So I didn't really.
So there's gaps, right? We have older and then you.
Yeah,
and
we
then
have gaps. Yeah, we have different fathers.
Right.
So
Frieda.
Or different mothers. Different mothers. We have different mothers.
Frieda and Ryan are.
Yeah, that's my parents.
Right.
And they have a different mother. So there's a difference there. I didn't spend a ton of time with them. So for me, it almost felt like I was a only childish. And. Really, when Embry came in, you know, she obviously lived with us. And so I was building a connection with her. And, you know, I just really wanted to stay around them a lot and, you know, build on that and have her have that feeling. And I think that helped a lot of our relationship because she wouldn't, if I would have went somewhere else, she wouldn't really understand what an older brother really felt like. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. You know, it was a big blessing for me to be able to stay home and achieve all the things I was able to achieve and also have that same family aspect.
Growing up, who was the running back who you kind of emulated or wanted to be? Or,
I mean, the reason why I wore number 4 was, you know, guys like T.J. Yeldon and Dalvin Cook. Those are my two guys, really, for sure. But, you know, I couldn't emulate my game off D'Anthony Thomas. He was another guy. He's just too fast. That's not my game. But, you know, those are really three guys that I just kind of looked and just enjoyed watching. You know, nothing too specific. You know, I can go into older guys like Adrian Peterson, the usual like that. Obviously, I was a big Bo Jackson fan just because my baseball background as well. So I would probably say those guys for sure.
Now, I'm old. You're way young. But still growing up, the Kansas Comet had to come up somewhere along the way, right?
You know, he was I didn't really understand much about him till I got to KU. So he wasn't a guy where I like emulated my game or.
I'm talking about Gale Sayers, by the way.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you know, especially now that I'm in the record books and stuff with him, you know, it's, you know, that's cool. That's a blessing for me. But, you know, just looking up, I didn't really think about him too much until I got to Kansas, if that makes sense.
Sure, very much. I mean, it was in the 70s, right? Yeah. I mean, so it's, again, it's for people like me. But because you had 1,000, you know, three back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard years at Kansas, you have school record for yards, 49 touchdowns. What records are you in with him?
Oh, well, I beat him on all his records.
Those are his records. Those were his records.
They were.
Now, for the people that understand and saw that, now that you kind of know a little more, you're like, that must be a little more impressive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It definitely, you know, it was really cool. You know, I still remember that, like, when it happened, like, when I finally broke the record. I remember that everything just kind of slowed down for me, and, you know, I really kind of stepped out of my own shoes to understand the, you know, the gravity of the situation and, you know, what I was setting out to do with the team I set out to do it with. You know, a lot of people wrote Kansas off, the worst program in college football, you name it. You know, a lot of people said, what am I doing? They asked me, why would I go waste my career there? Because I could have went to plenty other places. And so, you know, for me, I think a little bit, the chip on my shoulder was proving people wrong. I have that about me where I love proving people wrong. But another part was I really wanted to change my, you know, my hometown school into the better. So to be able to do that and to achieve the individual success to me was everything. And so it wasn't necessarily about beating Gale Sayers, but more about what I was able to achieve in my career.
No, and I think it's the chip. I think there's two things. It's the chip. And it's also, I read that you want to make the people that love me proud, and that's more than your family because you grew up in Lawrence. That's
for sure.
That's a bigger group. So it's both of those things.
Yeah, it's definitely both those things. And yeah, I mean, just there's been so many people along the way that has helped me in so many different aspects. You know, growing up, I played multiple sports. And there's been so many different families that I've encountered that welcomed me in like another set of parents. And, you know, those are people I'll never forget. You know, I'll always, you know, when I go back home, those are people I'm always going to reach out to go hang out with. And, you know, I have such a tight knit friend group as well that, you know, I'm still talking to them almost daily today. And I don't know if how many people have those same experiences. And so, I feel like, not that I owe them, but, you know, I take a lot of pride in them to see that they helped me get to this point. And
they enjoy in your success as well,
absolutely.
Doing it together.
Absolutely. And it was really cool to be able to get on my phone after the game this past week and all those same people reaching out to me and, you know, congratulating me and just sending me heartfelt messages. And, you know, that's another part of why I play this game too, is to be a representation of them and to show others, especially the little ones back home, you know, that they can make it, you know, from that area. Like there's not an earth-shattering number of people going to the NFL, playing in the NFL from Lawrence, Kansas. And, you know, there's a lot of kids there looking for, you know, who that person they can look up to be. And, you know, I'm just glad that I can be a person for them.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Again, more with Devin Neal when we come back. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Devin Neal, sixth round pick out of Kansas. And I have to ask, because I ask everybody, all the rookies this. First off, on the phone blowing up on the week after the game, I had Charlie Smith in here last week, and his phone was blowing up. He got some pretty unique calls. Was there anybody unique, or mostly your friends back home?
Nah, just mainly friends and family. It wasn't too crazy. I don't have any crazy stories this week, man. So it was just congratulations and good job. So
doing my, you know, prep for this, I started at, you know, Pro Football Reference, which took me to College Football Reference, which then took me to Baseball Reference. Played at Kansas, you know, some, and that was an important thing for you out of high school. You were really good, and as a two-sport athlete, and your coach, Steve Rampe, I believe, your baseball, or is he your baseball coach?
He's my football coach.
Your football coach, and he said, look, let's just tell him, don't tell him about the two-sport. Let's see who wants you to play football, and then we'll tell him about the two-sport. And you're like, no, I'm going to be honest with them off the front, and I want to play two sports. And it might have cost you some bigger offers somewhere. Who knows? But that's just kind of who you are. And you did it in 22 and played. So I don't know how much you ended up playing, but where was the decision to play and where was the decision to go, you know what? Football's my game.
Yeah. I mean, to start off with, it's just, for me, you know, honestly, growing up, I thought baseball was going to be my sport. I honestly thought until I got to college that I was a better baseball player. And I think many others would tell you that too.
Outfielder and pinch hitter?
I was just outfielder. Outfielder. I hit third, really. I led off a lot throughout my life. And there was just something different about baseball that I just really enjoyed. And I always thought my calling was to be a baseball player. And so that's why it was really important to me to want to play both, because it wasn't just let me just walk on baseball, see if they'll take me. And, every kind of visit, every talk I had, kind of hard set on that. Like, I want to play baseball. So if that's not for you guys, and then that's not for you guys. And so it did deter a lot of teams. I do think I would have had a lot of other opportunities for football for sure. But, you know, ultimately, Kansas, they offered me for baseball first.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then football came along second, which I knew the coaching staff closely on both ends. So I knew they truly wanted me for both. There was a few other teams that truly wanted me for both as well. Then there were some teams, you know, highly recruited in baseball, highly recruited in football. So it was a weird mix. It was a weird recruiting, you know, kind of cycle, but ultimately led me to Kansas because I knew they wanted me for both, and they had a plan for me to play both. And then we got to my sophomore year. I played a little bit my freshman year. I didn't, you know, I was still behind some really good players who ended up getting drafted pretty high.
It was 21?
Yeah, in 21. But I had a few at-bats, played decent amount, then got to, right after that year, I really just had to assess, you know, how I was feeling, you know, body-wise and, you know, where I thought I was going to, you know, project in the future. And, you know, I came to the realization that, you know, I think it was time for me to choose. And, you know, then that season, my freshman year, you know, I got thrown into the fire, you know, starting by week four and finished season with like 700 or so yards.
Yep, and 9 touchdowns.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, that was a decent season, but, you know, I still feel like there's more. And, you know, when still playing baseball, I didn't feel that same passion as I once felt. And so, you know, that's when I decided to, you know, just, you know, fall into my faith and just choose football. And, you know, that was really the first time in my life where I've trained for just one sport in the off season. I've never before trained or been able to train for an off season for another sport because I was playing multiple sports. And so that's when the jump happened and where I really progressed into the running back I am today. And, you know, I think that was the biggest blessing in disguise for me that I just didn't understand at first. And, you know, I have no regrets about that decision.
Everything for you has pretty much been a progression. When you look at your carries since week 8, 0, 3, 4, 7, 14, 19. When you look at the same thing, even in college, I mean, it was kind of boom, 700, you know, 1,000. You kind of messed me up because in your senior year, you made like 40 yards less. Yeah. And you had 16 touchdowns in both your junior and senior year. But for the most part, it has been a progression. I want to read you something that I read. This is back in 2021. You had just kind of started football, but you'd shown enough at that point. And the article says he's ready to be the steady running back at Kansas, not just from what you've seen, but because of all the work that came before the talent, all the mental makeup, that he is ready to bypass the part of the developmental timeline that requires many college athletes to sit and wait. That's pretty impressive. You're a freshman, had played a few games, but it's the and nobody sees it. No, nobody cares. It's the hard work that you do in the film room and on the, you know, after practice that allowed that statement to be written.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've said it before, and you know, I've kind of, it's weird that you even mentioned that, because, you know, now that kind of same things, I'm basically in the same position now as I was my freshman year.
Because you're who you are. It's just who I am. It's who you are,
you
right?
Know, and I've always prided myself. I've never changed for anybody. I've always had this type of mentality where you just got to work for everything you want. And I put in a ton of work, and I sacrificed time to get better at this game, to understand this game, to be prepared. And that's what's led me to this point. It's not, you know, yes, it's the athletic attributes as well, but I'm not dumb either. I understand there are faster guys. There's maybe stronger guys. But I know one thing that I'll do is I will be the most versatile guy. I will work to become better at certain things. And so that's where I get that from. That's how I've been able to keep progressing and keep getting better and keep finding ways to get better, even through experience, you know.
Last question about Kansas, and then I want to get back into Joel Thomas and the Senior Bowl, because I think football, the landscape in football is insane. It's changed so much. So in 2022, I just picked a year, 2022, in football, you played TCU, who was ranked at the time, Oklahoma State, Texas, Oklahoma, Baylor, Texas Tech's in the playoffs, Oklahoma's in the playoffs, West Virginia, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State. I think people, everything's been so poached now. We forget what the Big 12 was. You were playing against some incredible talent.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time. I don't really understand why people kind of discredit, you know, A, what we were able to do at Kansas, but who we're doing it against. You know, that TCU team had Kendre on it.
Yes, it did.
Quinn Johnston. Plenty of other guys who got draft. I'm pretty sure that was the year they went to the national championship, right?
Yeah, 22.
That was that year. And we went toe-to-toe with them, almost won that game. Played against Bijan multiple years. And those Texas teams, you can name them, any Oklahoma players. Iowa State, I played against Jalen Petrie. and the best, and Tyquan Thornton and those guys at Baylor. Like, I've played against some of the best players.
Kobe Bryant was—he wasn't in one of those schools, but he was from Lawrence, right? He's with the Falcons.
Oh yeah, that's my teammate. Yeah, my teammate Kobe. Yeah, that's my guy, man. Kobe, he's a character, man. But that's my guy for sure. It was fun competing against him for sure. But
well, you're gonna see him again.
Yeah, we're gonna see him again. We're gonna get him too.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it was remarkable how much talent has gone through the Big 12 and still is going through the Big 12, and I wish people would recognize that.
This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. We are talking with Saints running back Devin Neal. So we're back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Devin Neal, Saints rookie running back. Going through the process, you have been what was called back then, after the draft, the steal of the draft, to go 184th, 6th. What was your relationship like when you first met Joel Thomas at the Senior Bowl? And maybe you know him before. I don't know if there's a better human out there than Joel Thomas. I've known him for a long time. It's his second stint here.
Yeah.
Just a quality human being. What was that relationship like?
Yeah, I mean, my first time meeting was at the Senior Bowl. And, you know, I remember our first meeting with him, and I'm like, man, this guy's fired up. Like, you know, he's barking like a dog, and we're like, what are we getting ourselves into, you know? And but, you know, the funny thing is, like, that's who he is. You know, he brings juice, he brings energy, and, you know, that's kind of how I am too, bringing passion. I'm just glad that, you know, because I didn't know really what to expect. You know, I heard things about the NFL and coaches and things that probably aren't even true. You know, I heard it from voices that aren't in NFL circles, and they're like, yeah, those guys are in it for themselves, and, you know, they're thinking about the next paycheck. And I'm like, well, I hope that's not my experience, you know. And the crazy thing is about with JT is, you know, after I knew we had some form of connection. I knew we related to each other. It was just one of those things that you could just feel, right? And I knew that he liked what I brought to the table. But after the Senior Bowl, I did not talk to him or anyone on the Saints until that call on draft day. And so, you know, I just think that connection that we built and what he's able to see, that how I'm able to process and things like that, was so important, and that we are able to connect and see eye to eye and certain things like that too. So, like you said, though, he's a great guy. He pushes me to get better each and every day, and it's pretty cool to just be in a room with him for sure.
Just a couple of more questions. We're talking with We're talking with Devin Neal, sixth round pick, 184th pick. It was a huge, heavy running back draft.
It was. Yeah.
Still, is that a part of the chip on your shoulder?
Definitely.
Must have felt that you would have gone before,
you know,
184.
I was told I was going way before that, you know. And you can say what you want about what you're told, but it's hard for, you know, for me, I've always been a guy that's like, I'll believe when I see it. But, you know, in this situation, you know, it's one of the most important things in your life. It was hard for me to hear, hey, you're going to be a second rounder, you're going to be a third rounder, and then fall all the way to the sixth, you know. And I know how this thing works. I know there's positional value in the draft, and I know there's a ton of running backs. But that's definitely a chip on my shoulder to prove who I am each time I step on the field. And that's why I play with so much passion. That's why I play for perfection, you know, is because – you know, who I am, and, you know, I want to prove people wrong. Again, it's that small chip, is that I love proving people wrong. There's a part of me, and, you know, I think that's kind of why God put me in this position and didn't allow me to go early, because he knew I was going to be more motivated by, you know, the chip on my shoulder, which is proving people wrong. I think that's just a calling of mine, I guess.
I think that's a great thing. To me, you know, motivation comes from motivation, and now we're given, you know, college juniors $9 million in planes. Where's the motivation? You gotta love the game. You gotta love it a lot when they're paying you $9 million in college.
I wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah,
I don't know personally.
Like to try, but I don't know. how much has the game? Was week 15 coming up? How much has the game slowed down for you? We hear it all the time.
Yeah, I think last week was the first time where I felt the change. You know, I still think my first start, it was like, I still feel like I'm sped up, you know. But really last week, it felt like it slowed down. I was back to kind of who I am, you know. And I think that's why it kind of all just settled in for me and everything. So, yeah, it's slowing down game by game. You know, the one difference, though, is like no game's going to be easier. Like in college, you can kind of pick out, ah, this game might be a little easier. This game, like in this game, everyone's super talented. Everyone gets paid. Everyone, you know, you got to be on your P's and Q's every game. And so that's the one difference for sure. But I do think it's slowing down a lot.
And the fact that you had faced Tampa, faced them again. You're getting replayed. You just played Carolina week 10.
Right.
Playing Carolina again. You got Atlanta at the end. So seeing a team a second time, for a rookie is probably way more important than it is for like other people.
That, you know, I didn't even think of it like that, but that's probably another factor. You kind of understand personnel and what those guys are about and how you might go about it differently the next time. So, you know, that definitely probably goes into it too.
Well, I knew this would be a blast. I knew it would be informative and fun. I appreciate it. I know it was a long time on your day off. Just continued success. Just keep that chip on your shoulder keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Devin. My thanks to Devin Neal for being a part of tonight's show and, of course, to Charlie Long in the booth. The Saints winners against Tampa Bay have now won two of their last four games, both of those being in the division, Carolina in Week 10. Thus, the Saints are 2-2 in the NFC South, and it's a big week for the division. The reeling Atlanta Falcons will be at Raymond James Stadium on Thursday night to play the Bucs. Tampa is 7-6 heading into Thursday night, but so are the Panthers, coming off of their bye week as they come to New Orleans on Sunday afternoon, and Carolina and Tampa play twice in the final 4 weeks. Don't forget, Sunday's game with Carolina is a 3:25 afternoon kickoff at Caesars Superdome, so at least no rain to deal with this week. I'm Mike Haas. Thanks for listening, and we'll look for you next week on the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.